بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية. We read in the previous, yesterday, that Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala addresses the nafs which is mutma'inna, which is the third and final stage of a nafs, that is, of our bodies, of ourselves, our desires. The first, as we explained, is that it is lawwama, it is ammara bisu, that is, our nafs, our body, always commands us with evil, desires of evil are naturally within a person. And a person has to make an effort that he changes that, and that it no more makes him do evil, but it makes him do good, and he has to make an effort in that direction. It does not just happen on its own. When he makes the effort, then the Quran Sharif explains his nafs comes to the second stage of lawwama, that still it is in the habit of doing evil, but at least it realizes I'm doing wrong and evil now. And it taunts and laments itself that why are you doing this? Why are you carrying on like this? And when he carries on making effort on his nafs, then it becomes mutma'inna, and that is that stage which Allah is pleased with that person, and he is pleased with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And when a person has reached that stage and maut comes to him, then he returns to Allah in that happy state that he has pleased Allah ta'ala. For that Allah ta'ala says, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyah. Phir chal apne Rab ke taraf. Now turn and return towards your Allah. Yeah, the word irji'i, which is from raja'a, that is to return, which shows that nafs was from Jannat and now it's returning to Jannat. Allah hasn't given the command go to Jannat, but Allah has given the command return to Jannat. Return now to Allah Ta'ala. You came from Allah, now return to Allah Ta'ala in the condition that you are radiya and mardiya, that you are very happy and you have pleased Allah and Allah is pleased with you. So this returning, just like every person feels in this worldly life also, that when we return home, naturally it comes home, sweet home. No matter where where you went, what holiday you spent, but home is home. And the real home for a mu'min is Jannah. And when he has worked like that and prepared for that life, then he will feel that great enjoyment that now in the time of maut, he's returning to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He's returning to his origin from where he came. Irji'i ila rabbiki. That is your Rabb, who is your creator, your nourisher, your sustainer. And you came in this world, and that nafs that recognized this, that Allah alone is my nourisher. He created me. He nourishes and sustains me. He looks after me. Nobody and nothing else does this. Not even my own efforts, not my own home also. If Allah wants to, our very own home that we worked for so hard and we bought our house, it is my own house. But if Allah wants to, in that very house, Allah can create great problems and it can be the cause of the destruction of a person. May Allah protect us all. A house, sometimes it burns with the occupants also, and all of them die. That very place that you looked at your protection, that is the very place of your destruction. So it is all solely and only in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. So a person has to recognize in this world who his Rabb is. And then when he returns to that Rabb who he has recognized, then he will find this enjoyment. Raviya to usse ravi. And in such a way that you are happy to return to Allah Ta'ala. You are in your heart, you are happy that my time for my returning to my Allah has come. Mardiya, wa tutse radi. And Allah is happy with you also. What a great meeting, that who you're going to meet, you are eager to meet that person, you are pleased, and he is pleased with you. What a wonderful meeting. And this is also at the same time a test for us, which Allah Ta'ala himself has prescribed to the Yahud, to the Jews, that if you say you love Allah, then desire more. Because the only way to reach Allah and to meet Him is through maut. Al-mautu jasrun. Yusanul habib ila al-habib. Maut is that breach that joins the lover to his beloved. So it is through maut. So how much does a person love and cherish maut? Or is it that we just want a long life and we don't want to die? And we go through everything, every difficulty, every hardship, but we don't want to die. We will spend our lifelong savings for our treatment at the time of when we get ill, but we don't want to die. Whereas no illness has got connection with death. Death is a thing on its own, and Allah Ta'ala, when that death is prescribed, at that moment a person dies. Otherwise, we will say a person has died for whatever reason, we will put a medical reason down to it. But if that was the cause, when that medical condition came, that person sometimes is 2, 3 years, more years in that condition, but he's not dying. But when the time of his mort comes, then he dies. And many times a person also, he gets better. And after getting better, then suddenly you find he dies. So maut is a complete separate thing. It isn't anything to do with any illness, with anything. It is solely in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. So how much, this is a test, not only for the Jews, but for us also. If we really love Allah Ta'ala, how much do we desire that we go and meet Allah? And the only way to meet Him is through maut. If we find in our hearts that we are frightened for maut, that we don't want to die, that we just want to live, then that is not a good sign. If we have that iman and love of Allah, that desire to go and meet Allah and to go to Him will also be there. So where this is a great basharat and a great, good, great glad tidings, but it is for those people who have found their Allah and they want to return to their Allah and they want to be close to Him, then this great enjoyment of these wonderful basharat and glad tidings are for such people. May Allah let us make our nafs like that, prepare it, and that we find our Allah and we find solace and peace with Allah Ta'ala. Another test also is our namaz. That how much do we enjoy, look forward and enjoy our namaz? How much do we do it as a duty? And then how many of us, we don't perform even our namazes? So what is our connection with Allah Ta'ala? If we are performing it, are we doing it and we find peace, that namaz is also the connection with Allah Ta'ala. Do we find that connection? Or are we doing it just as a duty, which is also very, very laudable and very good and great rewards? But the greatest is that we do it in order to meet Allah, to be happy to be with Allah Ta'ala. And the closest a person is with Allah is when he's in sajda. So do we do our sajdas properly, or is it just our head on the ground and up again? If we are really enjoying it, how much do we feel? Check ourselves, and Allah has made it for us that we can check ourselves how much we are close to Allah or how much we are far from Allah Ta'ala. May Allah be kind to us, He's most loving, most kind, forgive us and grant us His great love and the great enjoyment of the love of Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana.